Simonim Reish Chof Aleph, Chof Beis, and Reish Chof Gimel. Bezer Hashem. Chaber says, Reish Chof Aleph, Birchas Hedos HaGesholmim, Mohiyo B'tzar Machmas Asiris Gishom, Yord Gishom, Vorach Nalei Machbish Lo Yordu Adayin Kdei Reveal. Shiyordu Kokach, Sherovu Ala Oretz, Shiyalu Aleim Abuiz Min Amotar, Vyelfu Zelikra Zeh. Hagoho Ma She'ino Nurnoigim Zman Azeh, Birchas HaGesholmim, Shemud Medina Sinu Tadirim B'Gishomim, Ve'ino Ne'atzorim Kokach. This bracha of Moedim Anachnu Loch that said after Atiris Kishomim says the Ramah Alamaisa Bismaninu, he brings it down from the Kolboy Bismaninu in Chutz Laaretz where the Ramah was. There's usually not an issue of a lack of rain. In fact, in Europe and a lot of different places, there's a tremendous amount of rain, and therefore there's generally not an issue. However, in Eretz Yisrael, says the Bir Alocha, that there's a tzad that even on a regular year, you would make the bracha, even if there's no atiris kisham, because there's sameach. That the metzias is that there's 6 months a year that there's no rain. The first time that it rains is there's an inyan to make a bracha. Now, lemaisa Mishnah Berurah says that from the Eli Rabba, tzarechin ledino, whether or not you should make a bracha in such a case, and therefore, no, inirad yivarach leishem umalchus. Aga, parenthetically, ishlain, when do we say safak brachas lekula and you don't make the bracha bechlal? And when do you say shivarach leishem umalchus? The halacha is, we saw in Siman Reish test that anytime a person is a safak on a bracha rishaino, whether or not he said a shahakol or whether he said a mizainis, the halacha is you don't make a bracha bechlal. We don't say barach bari mini mizainis. Barach ato bari mini mizainis. You just don't make the bracha bachlal. Over here, we do make the bracha. What's that? It could be that there's a difference between brachas anenin and brachas shvach. Bachlal by brachas shvach, we're mitzadeh, and I've heard lahalacha also, the Rabbi with them done like that. Brachas shvach and vahidoh, you can make ala safik. It's not to make it ala safik. Because, so if you have a shvach, like we saw by brachas agrimo, baruch yidavich lon vilayavich laafro, that even though he wasn't mechuyiv, it's not a bracha levatala. Either way, he says Mishnah Berurah, to say without shemu malchus. However, that's all going in Eretz Yisrael on a regular year. But in Eretz Yisrael in a year that they didn't have rain, anybody that's been here for the last 10 years, there's numerous years that they did not have rain for a good few months. And when they started saying the Yirat, saying the Tvila in Shemaya Tvila, and the Shaila is, it doesn't seem like people usually make the bracha. Even when rain finally does come, it doesn't seem that the Menigo Erlam is to make the bracha. The Shaila is Farvas. There's a tzad you should make the bracha even in a regular year, for sure in such a year. So, the truth is that last time that we learned these halachas, about 10 years ago, was also such a year. And Rav Berkowitz said that the first time that it rains in Echnami, we should make such a bracha. Now, I heard somebody say that, where are we? We're in Yerushalayim. In Yerushalayim is no field. So what's helped us? That it's raining here. And we don't really have such a simcha. It doesn't help at all the fact that it rains in Yerushalayim. It goes into the gutters and it just runs off. And there's no gain bachlal from the rain. And therefore, there's no reason to make the bracha. If it rains out in the Yisodot, where they have fields, then there's what to talk about. However, Yesh L'ayin from the Radvaz, which is brought down in Sif Beis, about somebody that sees the Nile River. So it says, even if he doesn't have fields himself, Afdein lekarka, kim shubo mizman lezman, hu nena v'sameach b'riyotzei, legor madam reyes chavir, v'sameach b'riyotzei, nevarach shechionu. Guy doesn't have, he doesn't have fields, his cousin doesn't have fields, his neighbor doesn't have fields. Nevertheless, on the Nile, you can make it because he's happy that it came. In Lachir and Eretz Yisrael, people are very happy. They're dancing in the streets when the rain finally comes. And besides the fact that it happens to be healthy, also that it gets rid of a lot of the germs in the air and other things when it rains, gets rid of all types of things. Lachir and Ligara, you could be mechalik between the Nile. The Nile, at some point, the Nile is gonna, the water of the Nile will irrigate a field, as opposed to the rain in Yerushalayim, will never. But l'chara, there's a big mokim to make the bracha. Lamais, I saw that in Tavshin Nun Aleph brought down, that was the year, that was in 91, which was right after was a tough winter that year. That was the Gulf War, and there was also a terrible drought. And they brought down that Rav Shlomo Zalman Taka made a bracha afterwards. Rav Shlomo Zalman made a bracha the first time that it rained. He made a bracha. However, in Kol Torah, possibly that it's not a chiyuv. Now, what does that mean? That's what's brought down. I would think that the word is, why is it not a chiv? Because it's Talian Simcha. Like we're saying, in the Mela, if you're Stama Bachar and you're in the dormitory, you don't know if it rains or doesn't rain, and generally, Bechal, they talk about the rain in and of itself is something which is a tsar. They say in Gemara and Tainus, it's a tsar loyal, they mevatel it if not for such a tzarich. But it's only because of a simcha. So if a person not sameach, especially why does it have to rain in Yerushalayim? There's no fields here anyhow. It's just making it that it's muddy. What do I need it for? So Rav Shlomo Zalman was makir that he was sameach, and mainly he made the bracha. However, he passed in for kulter that in a chanami it's not a chiv. Maybe that's taka the pshat. I saw Yisrael and his normal actors are learning it now. He brought down from Kamapetsky his manein, who they wanted a tiny that it's not nikkur b'chlal when there's a drought. It doesn't make a difference if it didn't rain in Eretz Yisrael for 2 months or 3 months. Anytime that you open your faucet, water comes out. There's never a time that the water is not coming out of your faucet. So it's not nikkur b'chlal. So who is it nikkur for? It's nikkur for the farmers, but for the standard person, it's not nikkur. B'chlal is manein, is a whole shayla. Every time that there's not rain for a bunch of months, there's a whole shayla whether or not you should say the tefillah, you shouldn't say. But that usually says yes to say. Chaim and Bnei Brak, they don't say, because Chaim helps in the Chazanish, that any time that there's a drought, if it's not very hard to get water from different countries and different places, and therefore there's not really a chashash of a real Asiras Kishamim, and therefore we don't do it. Maybe Hoido is telling that, maybe it's not. But for the most part, it seems that it's not everybody's Mavarach this. However, a person is Sameach, then when the first time the rains in Eretz Yisrael, it's usually after, if there was an Atzira, it's after 7, 8, 9 months that there was no rain whatsoever. It doesn't rain from Pesach to Sukkot for sure, it doesn't rain. Maybe a little Tiftufim. And then it could be till Kislev Teves Bechulu. Hopefully not. But that's the Etzem Bracha. Now, what's brought down here in Sif Beis, what we just mentioned before, and Dma Mavarach says the Machaber, Moedim Anachaloch, says the Lashin. The Mishnah Berurah brings down this Radvaz, which the Chur is a big chiddush. Somebody that sees the Nile River when it's small, the Advaz lived in Egypt, I think, originally, or he was Kinira. He was familiar with the way that it was there. He was in Tfas afterwards with the Beis Yosef. He's a Rebbe of the Shittim Kabetzes and the Rizal. But he says that somebody that sees the Nile and when it's small, and he sees it again when it's big, Tafki has to see it when it was small. It's like the Kinneret almost, the Chur. Yishla Damoisim to the Kinneret. The Kinneret's been meters, a bunch of meters underneath the red line where it's supposed to be, and the past few years has gotten up. The person that sees it afterwards, maybe Yesh L'Adam Oisei, somebody sees a Nile, he can make the bracha. Why? V'Sameach B'Riyosei Le'Gorem Mi'Odem Areyes Chaver V'Sameach B'Riyosei Mevarach Shechiyonu. If you see something and you're Sameach B'Riyosei and it's Bom Yizman L'Zman, you can make a Shechiyonu. The Shaila is, they have in many countries migrating geese. They have tens of thousands, if not hundreds of thousands of birds that go Mizman L'Zman. Always before the winter, they travel southward, and you could see tremendous amount of tens of thousands, hundreds of thousands, maybe millions of birds migrating. You make a brach on that, if a person is sameach to see it, is it any different? Is that something which is bomiz mal hazman, and it's sameach, so it's not deme, it's loigara from seeing your friend. We're going to see that there's a bunch of different things here that were medame to seeing your friend. Mashallah, is at what point do you, there's no hanof for the person that the Nile is bigger. He doesn't have any fields. Well, the Sharatin is Matzad on the bottom, maybe because things will be cheaper. So then maybe there's such a Tzad because things will be cheaper. And if he's able to take a picture of the birds and sell it now as postcards, then also, it's also not Lachara. Maybe that's the table of Kol Ha'olam. We're talking about Shechiyonu, which is a Hano, a Simcha Lachara, Lo Shamanu, that a person should make on standard Simcha, like we were saying, migrating geese, even though he's happy. However, it's before the Radvaz, that something that you can redama to a re'iyo, which is Mesameach, which is Bomi Zman Lezman, and Echanami, a person can be Bevarachon. We'll see, this comes up a number of times, Bez Hashem. That's Reish Chof Alt. Reish Chof Bez. Birch HaSeidol Satoiv HaRa. Al Shmuz Shein Toiv Yisloi Levad Mevarach Shechiyonu, Vim Hein Toiv Yisloi Lachim Mevarach HaToiv HaMitiv. This is the din of Shmur Yisloi Vez, and Rachman Alitzlan Fakert. As it says on Sif Beis, Al Shmuah Sereis, Mevarach Baruch Hashem Kenim Melchom Dayan Emes. The Shaila is, what's considered a Shmuah? Says the Mishnah Berurah, Tzafka Kishashoma Mipi Odom Nemon. Vezeh Odom Ro Ba'atzmoy, Avam Shoma Shmuah, Ve'in Amagi Nemon, Oish Amagi Le'ro Ba'atzmoy, Le'ivarach. The Shaila is, how do we define what's considered Odom Nemon? The Sharatin is Mitzadeh, that has to be Mamash Nadi Mistam person. Efter the Bina Dafka Shia Mukhzik Bekashis, Le'im Mistam Bnei Odom, brings down from the Prima Godom. He's not saying something like that. A person has to be Odom which is Nemon. Now the shaila is, how do we define who's an Adam Neman? Are Goyim included in Nemanus? If the doctor in the hospital comes out into the waiting room and says, oh, by the way, your wife had a boy, are you allowed to believe him? That he doesn't have Nemanus? Does it have the same klolim as in Hisra V'Heter? In Hisra V'Heter we find that you're allowed to be Semichon a Goy, Kfeila, with certain guidelines. if it's loy merim, not say you know he's not going to lie because he's going to get in trouble, or you know that it's misiach levitumai. He's just telling you something. There's no reason that he should lie, or there's a milta david legluye, something which is going to come out. People are going to know. He tells you you had a boy. You're going to find out in 5 minutes whether or not you had a boy or not. So lechur you should be allowed to lechur misvara and achanami. You should be able to believe in these cases. Now, what's the story with media in those column of Ne'emanis, that is, in those column of Ne'emanis? What's the story with media? If a person heard something or read something in the newspaper, is he allowed to believe it? You do have the story of Baruch Ber. Maybe newspapers are different in those days than now. Baruch Ber read in the newspaper that Reb Chaim was nifter. He said there's no Ne'emanis b'chlal to the newspaper. Afterwards, somebody told him, an aid Ne'eman told him Reb Chaim was nifter, he fainted on the spot. That's how little Ne'emanis the newspaper had. That Imam Rashi didn't believe it whatsoever. It had no Ne'emanis by him. There's another story, but it's well known that Reb Baruch Ber was by All for the Boss, Rav Herman in New York, when the massacre happened in Tarpat, in Chevron. And one of the people was Kimdumani. There was a few people that came inside, and they heard that their kids were killed. And Rav Herman said, it was in the newspaper, it was in the... He says, not true. He said, they weren't killed. He said, Baruch Ber asked him, how about my son? His son was also learning there. He told him also, his son is fine. Kimdumani. But afterwards, Taka was in the Zbara, then in Chram, it's Taka not true. It's Taka not true. But Shaz Bizmanenu, what do you mean? Newspaper nowadays is believed. I remember I have an uncle who wanted to show his children. He lived in Saratskin, Panamiris, and wanted to show his children just that you can't believe everything that's written in the newspaper. There's a little article, maybe 10 or 12 lines, about the Achnasa Sefer Torah that was the night beforehand in the area right around there. And he read the thing from him, and he said, I think there was 7 or 9 mistakes in the little thing about Achnasa Sefer Torah. That has no difference. 7 or 9 mistakes that they could all read it together, what it was. But you can't always believe what's written. Mameila, Yesh Lain. However, it's something that has Ne'emanis. A person's looking up on a site, on the Wall Street Journal, on the site, and it says his stocks went up, and now he just made $250,000. L'chura, if it's connected to the computer in such a way that it's a dover which is Ne'eman, it's already mukhzuk that it's Ne'eman, then L'chura and Echanami wouldn't be allowed to believe that. Now, making a Shechionu, making a Teva Meitiv on stocks, L'chura, if a person makes a lot of money, and Echanami, we'll see in the Bir Alacha, that L'chura he should. We'll see in the, that's really Simon Reish Chav Gimel. However, it's stocks, it's not so pashut, because stocks is nothing really in your hand until you sell it. And if you don't sell it, it could be that it'll go down tomorrow. So, Yesh Lain, whether or not that's really considered, it's not liquid asset, and therefore, Yesh Lain. What's that? L'chur, you should make the bracha when you sell it. What? Yesh Lain, whether that's considered as if you had it. If you never could really, if you can't cash in on it, because you don't know that it's going to be there tomorrow, so then Yesh Lain, whether or not you have it.
Cash in it right now. You sell it right now.
If you sell it right this minute. But Kol Kama that you didn't sell it, then you don't have the money.
Well, Kol Kama that I'm able to sell it, I have the money.
Well, you don't have the money, but you didn't have it.
All I have to do is sell it.
But if you won't sell it at the end of the day, then you're not going to have the money.
So you're not going to have it. So you could have the money in your pocket, and then you could lose the money also. You still have the money.
Let me ask you. A guy wins the lottery. And they give you, if you take the money, it depends how you get it. If you get the money every month for the next 215 years, then they give you all the money, basically. However, if you take all the money up, then they give you half only. So now, he won an amount that, if he wins only half of it, it's not enough to make a Shechionu, a Teva Meitiv. But if he wins the whole amount, then in Echanami it's enough to make a Teva Meitiv. So you see, in the Maisa, he could get the money in an Oifin that in the next 215 years, but the Maisa at the end of the day, if he cashes in now, he's only going to half. So until you cash in, it's L'chur telling in what you're going to get L'maitza. It's not telling in what you could possibly get. What you're going to get L'maitza. If you're going to cash in here, you're only going to get half the money. So you only get half the money. So then what's the difference? You could theoretically get all the money if you would wait longer. But you don't have the money now. What's it going
to
help you? What do you do?
You have cash in your pocket. Doesn't mean you don't have the money.
If you have own a building, you have the money. But if you don't have own the budget, we'll call it, because you didn't sell it, then it's not...
Your building can crumble with tomorrow. If you don't sell your building, you drop the value. You have 50% tonight.
The question is, What the norm is, and what do you have to be chayshish? In economy, if it's something that you don't have to be chayshish, because we're talking about Coca-Cola, and they've only gone up for the last 215 years, then you're right. But if it's something which is fluctuating, like most, then yesh line. I don't know. Give me the chur.
Aren't you
talking about
the
suit
that you had when it went up? Didn't have it. Got it later.
You do make it later. By suit? We, Lamaita, do make it later. At the end of the day. What? Either way, the Mishnah Berurah says if it's not ready, you make it for Shach Kavisha. No, we'll see that in Reish Chof Gimel. Okay, that really, we jumped the gun a little bit, but Yesh Lain. The Mishnah Berurah brings down an interesting halacha over here, and he says that somebody, Mishnehochach Machmas Aniyuse, it's Mogan Avram, from the Sefer Chassidim, Machmas Aniyuse, Lakachas Isha Ashira Shalei Bechefzei, Mevar Chateva Meitiv Adayin Emes. Somebody that is forced to, he's got chayvis, he doesn't know how to get out of it, so he decides to marry a rich woman. Not somebody that he'd really be interested in marrying, but what could he do? Ha-hechrech le-yeguna, as they say. And therefore, he married her. Says the Mishnah Berurah that he makes the bracha of Dayana Emes and Atoeva Amitiv. He says, K'meduma shekayoyim b'matim b'bracha seilu. You can understand that underneath the chuppah, if he says, Harei mekudesh esli, and then he's gets up and says, Baruch Atah Hashem Lekinu L'dayin Emes, it's not a good start to that. But, Bechlal, what's the pshat that you make Atav HaMitiv? What's the Atava to her? What is she gaining? She had the money beforehand. What's the Atava that she has? So the Marvik Tiyah is Mesiachas to this. Nesim Elug, and the Paris is Shaykh to both of them. But it's not something Be'etim she's getting. I wasn't exactly sure what Atav HaMitiv. However, there is a Shaylo, and that is the Chorah. Every Chasana should be Atav HaMitiv. Marvik Tiyah, the Yavis, Marvik Tiyah is Mesiachas to this as well. L'chora, every chasana should be Atev HaMeitiv. How come you don't make Atev HaMeitiv when you get married? He's talking about Shachyanu there. He's talking about a Shachyanu. He says, even on a Shiruch Toiv, you should make a Meshach Tashiruch, maybe make a Shachyanu. But l'chora, Atev HaMeitiv, ain't l'cha Tov HaGodol Mizu, the fact that he's married, the fact that she's married, Tav HaMeitiv, Tan Dum, the Meitiv Armelum, for a husband that has tremendous Dayu Shematzel is Sonu Menachet, Megalas Baneinu, the Talmud Torah. Like Chazal say, L'chera, Ein L'chal Tov Gedeilu Mizu. How come we don't make Atev HaMitiv? So, the Orech HaShulchan is Mishachas Lis, and he says that best we should make it by the Erisin, because that's where the Kinyan is. But the Kinyan, there's no Gemara, it's in the Nisuin. Nisuin happens 12 months later. Shas in Nisuin, the Iker Kinyan already happened by the Erisin. So we made a Nishtah and Nishtah there. I, this is my Neinu Fref there. And we do everything underneath the chuppah. Here's in the sun. Since they're ready, they didn't do it, so we don't do it either. Well, l'chora in a chanami, a person that we're going to see a bunch of different cases, how people get out of this issue, svardim v'chulu, what they should have in mind, v'shas ma'isa. We'll bring down in a minute. He brings down that they tell the chosen when he makes a shechiyanu on his talis underneath the chuppah, they should be mechavin also on the zero. And also on his kal. I don't know, most people are naig to make a Hatev HaMeitiv or Shechiyanu Bechlal on that. Now, fifth base, Al Shmuel Tzorayis Mavarach Baruch Hashem Lekinu Melech HaOlam Dayin HaEmes, and says the Mishnah Berurah in the Bir Halacha that really any loss of money is also nichlal on that, any big loss of money. So he says something that you didn't end up getting, that's not considered a loss. Something that you had, and something that person had and he lost, that is considered. And the Meili says, Pashut dehuadinim nisifu lai nechasov, v'shemeis lai behemta v'choki yagavno, dover shaderach adam litzarabai, a person make a dayana emes. Now yesh la'ayin bizmanenu, that a person has insurance, certainly if Rechman HaTzani had a fire, the dover sheyesh litzarabai, but monetarily, very often, they didn't lose anything. Person that loses, depends what it is and mechulu. If it's his house and he lost his bed and mechulu, but if it's a business and if it's his car got smashed, he wasn't in his car and his car got smashed by happened once outside my house that a bus was supposedly put onto the Arabs supposedly put the handbrakes on and got out of the car to use the bathroom, and he Kinnear didn't have the handbrakes on and the bus went flying down. Smashed 9 cars, one after the next. Now, that person, one of them was my next door neighbors who happened to be sitting in the car right beforehand. That's similar to our Hagemel case that we mentioned last time. He had just gone inside for whatever reason it was. He was in his car, sitting in his car, and he went inside for something. In such a case, you would not make Hagemel. However, I remember afterwards he got a new car from the insurance. He didn't lose anything. So in that case, Lamai said he didn't have a car for a day or two, whatever it was. But his insurance paid for a new car. L'chor, in such a case, in a chanami, that's not considered hefsek gadol. And the person want to make a dayan emes. No, I don't think so. That's, no. What? Can you make a shechiyanu on that? If it's a new car, Maybe you could. But however, if a person's fridge goes, his fridge and his freezer, here in Eretz Yisrael, it costs $1,000 to give him a fridge and a freezer. It breaks. I haven't heard of people that make a Dayan Eved. It could be that the Avard is, I saw a Derech there in the Aruch HaShulchan, that Yesh Lain, what's considered is Manenu, a Hefzid moment, that is considered such a Hefzid moment that a person would make a Dayan Eved on. The Mela, it's a Safek Brachas, and they want to make such a Brachas. However, Lamaita, I did hear about a person in 2008, I don't know if it's true, I know the person, I was in his house, I know a bunch of his sons-in-law, I don't know if it's true or not, but they said that he lost in one night $400 million in 2008 when the stock market crashed. Something like that is L'chura would call for it, but a person shouldn't, according to stocks, he didn't have it. Cool. Chayiv Adam Levarach, very good. Chayiv Adam Levarach Al-Ro. V'das shleimo v'nefesh chavitz v'derech shemavarach v'simcha latuiv. Ki arro loiv di Hashem yisimchotsam v'tevotsam kibish makal me'alba mashkoz alav Hashem nimtash gvol zro zu o'ivritz Hashem shisimcha loiv. This is something that maybe Dunham was having trouble. The Gemara says loi tzricha ele the kibulunu v'simcha, and the Bach points out that the Tur and the Machaber, the first lashon of the Tur, understood that it's not that he's makabla v'simcha. He says I efshar la'odom shiyasameach b'ro, says the Bach. There's no way that he can be sameach with ro. He's sameach in the avodah of the Kabbalah that he's makabel it b'nefesh chafetza. The same way that he's makabel something which is toiv b'nefesh chafetza, so too he's makabel the raw, rachmana l'tzlan. He's makabel b'nefesh chafetza, so then he was makayim, he had a kiyim of b'chol moyedecha, b'chol midu, midu shu moyedil lecha, and the avodah is the simcha, but not that the chas v'shalom, that the raw is the simcha. The sevdalet mevarach la toiv ha-toiv ha-meitiv afo pish yori shemi yovar le-raw mimenu, v'chein mevarach la-raw baruch dynamis afo pi she yovei leitayvo kigun shabali shetav tadeo pishik shiavar shetav itayvo loy sheshkeu tadeo. This is a difference between the two cases. The case where he has a raw a teiva now, even though there might be a raw, that is the Rambam says in Pirush Mishnayis because he doesn't know who says that's going to be a raw. Person, there's a lot of scenarios that a person thought something's going to happen and never ends up happening. Maybe a person can never know for sure. However, when it comes to the teiva, even if it's a raw now. Even if he's going to have a vade teiva later on, he still makes the dayan emes now, even though it's going to be a vade teiva. Because the maitzah is safe. Right now, it's something which is raw. That's just the source of the shmaitzah reish chav beis. Reish chav gimel. Mi ishi yol di ishtoi meis marish yibonu beis chodosh kono kenu chodosh ma mevarach. Yol di ishtoi zocho mevarach ha teiva amitiv, says the mechaber. Vigam mitzvich levarach kein. Vi ishi kikos vish nogo lehokal bebrocha zu, shein achoy vele rishos, mizene spashish rab, mekilu beilu abrochois. And that's really, maybe that's the akdoma to the whole simin. And we find that a lot of brachos over here, the minig is that people do not make, even though the Achrayim already point out that lecharetz shaloi kedim, the only thing that it says that you don't have to be mechivet to be mevarach on is a pre-ukadema, however, yoldish tezachar is mefurish, first a braiso, that a person makes a bracha on lecharetz, people shouldn't be mekel, however, there are people that the minig is not to be mevarach. Now, who is mevarach? The husband, the wife, who is mevarach hateva meitev on a boy? The Pashas Lashon B'chaber is V'gam Hi Tzrich Levarach Kim. The Mashmois Lechera is that they both make the bracha. It's not talking about Dafka Shmua that he's not there and he's making the bracha when he hears it and she's there. Yol Deish Tezocha Mevarach Atei V'mitiv. The Pashas is according to B'chaber they both make. I did see that Rabbi Yashiv says, as this bracha brings up from Rabbi Yashiv, that he held that the husband should be Moitzi the wife if they're both there because it's a Simcha Mishutefes and therefore you make one bracha for both of them. I know people that are not that way, like the pashtus of the mechaber. When it comes to being koine kelim for other people, for the house, so then maybe since you were the one that bought it, so therefore, then not every single person in the house can make a teiva meitiv. Just one person makes a teiva meitiv. However, by this, it's also a teiva, the same teiva that he has, she has, and he didn't get anything more than she got. Then the pashtus of the mechaber is that they both make a teiva meitiv, so long as she's clean at the time. She would also make the bracha. Now,
she'd be mostly him for the same token, for the same token?
Lachera, yes. It's always better that. In theory, yes. If she's mechoyven, then she can be made to him. The Ben Ish Chai, he brings down that even though Chazal say that you should make Yol Dish Lezach Mevarach Atev Amitiv, Loi Nogu Alim Mevarach Azu, he says. The Maestah, the Mina Goyim was not to be Mevarach. And he says, however, at the Shechiyonu that they make, Bishas the Milo, have been mechavin also for the Zohar. Now that's works for those people in Eretz Yisrael, they make a Shachiyanu. In America, the minig is, in Chutz La'aretz, the minig is, most people do not make, maybe Sfaradim do, but Ashkenazim do not make a Shachiyanu, b'shas demilo, that would not help. Therefore, Hadrudino, you should make Kateh v'metev. L'maisa already, the Ramaz, Mesiachas, just said, it seems that many people do not make the bracha. However, the Pashas is that you should be Mevarach. Baruch HaShulchan always points out that the Rif and the Ramah don't bring it down. This halacha. However, the Pesukim do say, like the Mishnah says, one should be Mevarach. That which the Magen Avraham says, that you should be Mishtachave towards the Mizrach when you make the bracha of Atayvim Eitiv, so the Baruch HaShulchan says, Lo yodeh, Einu yodeh alomo. It says, Einu yodeh aminoleho. It says, where is the Makor for such a thing? I wasn't sure. L'chor, it's a pasuk. It says, Vayikoy ha'om v'yishtachavu. And Rashi says in Parshas Boy, and Rashi says on the Besuras Hagula, Besuras Haaretz, or Besuras Habonim Shiulahan. The Besuras Habonim, they were Mishtachave. Lamais Mishaburu does not bring it down, so, and I don't think that that's the minhag to be Mishtachave. However, you already, it's not, already so many people don't do Atev Ameitiv, it's hard to know. For the few people that do, Lamais what the minhag is. The Mishaburu is Mechadish here, even though the Mechaber does not discuss it. Mishaburu is Mechadish. Would seem that he's Mechadish. The Igris Moshe says that the reason why the other Paiskim didn't speak about it is because it's Segeit Onzogin. It goes without saying, it's Pasha, you don't have to say it, that you make a Shechionu Be'ez Re'ez Abbas. Be'ez Le'ez Abbas, we make a Shechionu. There is a slight Mashmoris in the Mishnah Berurah that it's talking about a case where he was Toiv Sheyoli Lo'ibas. That's the case that he's talking about. The Sasu HaPreiskim Mashma that Afilu Hoyle Kamas Chorim Etoiv Shivali Loibas Kedesh Yikayim Etz Pirim Afilu Hachim Nele Rebas Mevarach Hazen Welcome nearly Pasha the Pam Rishim Yishrei Yisam Mevarach Baruch HaShachayonu. It sounds like he's talking about that case. But most of the Olam learned that the Mishnah Berurah is talking about any time that a person has a daughter makes a Shachayonu, because once again, where's the Makar? Like we found when he gets at her Advaz, when he gets at a Nile Loigara from seeing your friend. Now it is gar, like the price can point out, because somebody is seeing your friend, if you never saw him beforehand, even though you were in correspondence, when you see him for the first time, you don't make a bracha. It's only if you saw him once and then you see him another time. Here, you never saw the child for the first time. As a matter of fact, Rosh Hashanah Zalman is Metzadet, he says, parenthetically, he says that it could very well be that if you just saw your daughter for the first time, and then they took her away and you switched her in the Tinokia, and give you a different baby, could very well be that you wouldn't even recognize him. Because, certain kids, seder, very many children, when they're a few hours old, it's hard to tell the difference between them. So therefore, it's hard to say that you mamash have a re'iyah, a simcha from the re'iyah, rather the simcha from the leida. So to be medamet in the case of the re'iyah, and on a leida, we don't find that they were mistaken by a bas. Melehi nemdon in chanami, nati mevarach, and many, many people I know are not mevarach on a bas shachiyanu. I know people that are like that. Many people are not Mevarach on Abbas. Many Poiskim bring down Natu. However, I saw Kim Dumani, Rabbi Yashav also, Zayt Sabrach, I think it says, Elich Hashem bring down from Rishon Mazalman, I think Rabbi Yashav also says Natu Mevarach. Maybe to be Mechayev yourself. Get a Pri, Ukudayimah, and be Mechayev yourself. That's always a good way out. It's not such a good way out, as we'll see. Anytime they have a Safik, it's a good way out, as we see on Leil Rosh Hashanah. But Stam Zayt Apater, one Shechiyona with a different type of Shechiyona, was not so simple. We'll see Behem Shech, Be'ez Hashem. The Lamaisa, I saw brought down the Reb Chaim made a Shechiyonu on his daughter. And that's what Berkowitz told me also, Lalacha, to make a Shechiyonu on the daughter. And many people do make a Shechiyonu. Lamaisa, that's the Pashtas of the Mishnah Berurah. And Reb Moshe went like that also. He said, it's Pashat, and therefore you don't have to say it. Merim Yisada, the Nitziv, Merim Yisada in his Kedushim, he also brings down this Kedush. However, he says, Lo Yim Lo Yimatsasi Bepoiskim Shekosu King. But Lamaisa, he's Metzadid. Then you should also make a...
Up until when can you make the bracha?
That's a good question. Up until when can you make the bracha? So, we'll get to that in a second. The Rosh Hashanah Zalman says, Afilu naniach, like the Mishnah Berurah, that you make a Shechiyonu and a bas. However, grandparents are not going to make a Shechiyonu. Havud lo loisav aleo. And you're not going to make on a granddaughter, you're not going to make a Shechiyonu or a Teva Mitiv. However, interestingly enough, they brought down there, from Rosh Hashanah Zalman, that when he had his first granddaughter, even though he already had a grandson, he had his first granddaughter, he asked to bring two bottles of wine so you can make Atev Amitiv. Now, how that stems with Simen Kofai and Hay, that we have to get to, Beinzer Hashem Yisbarach, once you have two bottles of wine in front of you, it's a little bit tough. I don't know what the exact story was. It's hard to know what the one bottle, and then he took another bottle. Maybe there was a smach and Mishabur for that. But he did make a Atev Amitiv. That means that even though he held that you don't even make a shachiyon on a bat, and if for sure a kol shekein on a grandparents, but lemaisi he did have a tremendous simcha, and therefore he wanted a pater atei v'ameitiv. No, what's that?
A grandson.
L'chare the same thing. It would be the same thing. Could be the same thing. Ma'aseh shrei kachare. That's how they. But now the shaila is, why don't parents make atei v'ameitiv on a daughter? Why lemaisi do parents not make atei v'ameitiv the same way they make on a son? Atei v'ameitiv. So we saw the big story, the difference between Sheikh Yonu and Teva Meitiv. Teva Meitiv, the Rajba says, brought down the Bir Alocha, Al Derze, the Mishnah Berurah brings down from the Marug Tzir, from the Yavitz, that Teva Meitiv is on a Tova Gashmis. It's a Tova that you're not just a Simcha. Sheikh Yonu is on a Simcha. You could have tremendous Simcha from a daughter, 100%. You make a Sheikh Yonu. But you don't make Teva Meitiv because you need a Hano Gashmis. Hano Gashmis, or Te'elis, is the Lashon of the Rajba, is only by a son where you have Chutra liyado or Mara Lakvuro, somebody to take care of him in the old, and when they get older, or the Yerusha, he says he has a hemshich, but somebody to take care of them. Now it happens to be parenthetically, because manenu, it seems very often that it's the girl that takes care of the parents when they get older. Interestingly enough, however, lemaisa, that's the what's that? She is mishubat her husband, but practically puk chazim ayam adabar. You're right, lemaisa. What? That's the push of shot. The reason why it's the son who has is the chutzal yoda is because he's not mishubin as opposed to the wife who is mishubin. That's why b'dinei kibud avim. There's no kibud avim when it's a stira to what her husband wants as opposed to a man, even if a stira to what his wife wants. But lemaisa he has the echilus to be mekayim. That's lemaisa. That's the reason lachor why don't say atei v'amitiv. Now, until when can you make this bracha? So the Mishnah Berurah brings down that you're allowed to make the bracha. I'm prima godim and feel like birach tekev kishashama gamkin yivarech lekuliyama da dain hatoiva nimsheches. What does that mean? Adayin hatoiva nimsheches. So anybody that saw the dirshu brings down a whole list of different pesukim scheme. How long you have? Is it dafka teich de dibur? Or is it that kinyan mishabur saying not saying that? As long as you weren't misiach das, the riyah rishena up until 3 days, up until the bris is even such a tzad. But past the bris, I didn't see anybody that says you have such a tzad to make a bracha. The question is, what did the Mishnah Berurah mean? What's Taish Verter of the Mishnah Berurah? Lekuli Yama, Gamken Yivarech, Afilum Leibirach Tekef, Kishashama, Gamken Yivarech, Lekuli Yama, the Adayin HaToyva Nimsheches. Which Toyva is Nimsheches? What Toyva are we talking about? What Toyva are you making HaToyva Meitev on? The Rajba told me, what Toyva? That is Chutra Leyodo, Omar Lekvuro. If that's the case, you got a long time. Hopefully. But I didn't see anybody that say that. I didn't see anybody that named that on. I don't know what the Pashup Shah and Mishabur is, but the Maisa, that he says the Filo Birich Tekev. It's mashma that if you, even though it wasn't Tekev, you still have a little bit of time after that Kinira, that's how they named on. Certainly, any time that he's still the tremendous Simcha Baliboy, he's for sure if it's at 3 days, 7 days, Shechionu, Tilta the Brith, you have what to rely on. Who to rely on. That's Sif Aleph. Sif Beis, Meis Alva Mevarach Dayana Emes, Hoyu Leimom and Shiyarshi, Meim Leachim Mevarach Shechiyonu, Miesh Leachim, then Bemokum Shechiyonu Mevarach HaTevi Meitiv. Shein Mevarach and HaTevi Meitiv, Ken Yesh Leshutas Beis HaTevo. We haven't really heard so many people that make this bracha. Generally the bracha of Dayana Emes is made publicly that everybody hears. It's made generally by the Levaya. It's not made maybe because people don't know all the halachas and it goes together with the Kriyo. Achman Atzlan, person has to make a Dayana Emes, it's made by the Levaya. We never heard anybody afterwards get up and say, HaToyv HaMeitiv. Even if it's a person that, maybe, I don't know his mother, how much money he has had. But, Pashas, he got a serious Yerusha. But, we don't hear that people make such brachas. L'shaila is Favos, L'charitz Mepurish Gemara. Mepurish Gemara, Gepasin Shulchanar. Why not? So the truth is that the Etzem Din is better than the Big Chiddush, because he certainly would rather not have the situation than have the situation. Mishabur already points it out, but he says there's a Chiddush here. He says that the Ein Bracha Zu Tluya Zerajmo, the Ein Bracha Zu Tluya B'Simcha L'Badavar Shemagia Lo Te'eles Mimenu V'Afal Pi Shemitzarav Yimotzar V'Anocha. Now that Lachor is more matim for HaToyv HaMeitiv. Shechiyonu Lachor, all the things that we've seen in Shechiyonu is the Simcha. Shechiyonu is very much Talin the Simcha. Talin, on Ani and Asher, we saw at the end of the Simcha, it depends how much Simcha he has. The person is Sameach when he sees his daughter. It's very much Talin the Simcha. So the Yisbahadr, Mishnah Berurah, with the Birushim on the bottom, they try to get out of this issue. Some of the Ulamas marry this. It seems maybe that there's two different brachas of Shachayanu, and that will also help us understand why you shouldn't have one person bat another person of Shachayanu, because it really depends on what the Shachayanu is. There are certain Shachayanus that are because of the Simcha. If a person sees a pre-chadash, there's no ta'alas that he has from it. The halacha is to make him mivarech even if it's not his. The halacha me'ikar adin is to be mivarech Shachayanu if a person has Simcha, even if it's not his. He's not going to eat it. We gotta don't do that because we don't have so much Simcha. The Magen Avraham says that we do it only when we eat it. But that's when you see it on the tree also. You pass by and you see, you make a bracha. The Chared Mashmai says you do, it is Simcha. Here, it's because of the Teyelis. The Teyelis that he has. But Mela, one shouldn't mix and match. But Maisa, the Mer, some of the Ilum was Mer, how could the person be Mvarach Bachlal? He's an Oinin. Gesher Achaim says, Taki should wait. The Shem Zalman Tanatu, Lachar, Kenir, if Chazal were in the bracha to be Mvarach at that time. That's the Zman for the bracha. Similar to like Baal, if he had a daughter, what's the story? A person's not supposed to make a Shachayanu during the 3 weeks. Tovkov Nonalav, the Machaber says. However, what happens if a person has a daughter during the 9 days, during the 3 weeks? He shouldn't make a Shachayanu? The halacha is the person shouldn't eat the fruit. He's better not to eat the fruit till after, either to Shabbos, you can make a Shachayanu, says Mishabiru, or till after the 3 weeks, unless it's going to go bad, so you shouldn't make a Shachayanu. So what should he do? So, does he make a Shachayanu or not? There, the Machaber paskins that he could, on Pidin HaBen, he can make a Shachianu. Because that's the Zman, what he's supposed to do. The Zman came during those 3 weeks, so Mimilo, he can't push it off. So to Lechur, by Leda Sabas, he would make the Shachianu then, during the 3 weeks also. Mimilo, if that's the Zman for the Bracha, that's the Zman for the Bracha, Teva Mitiv, Shachianu, you'd make at this time. That was when it was Niska and the Bracha. Lemaisa, the, could be, maybe the reason why people are not Mevarech is, the Sharatin brings down from here from a Hilchis Ketanis, the Berhitiv, quotes the Halachas Ketanis, that says that if the person knew beforehand, but if you look there in the Halachas Ketanis, he says, it's Meduik in Rashi, that the Besurer was that Shemes Aviv V'niach Lo Nechasim. That was what the Besurer was. Rashi is careful it once or twice. He says, Vaisa says, Dafka, that they told him that he was in Yechlein Echasim. But if he already knew beforehand, then that's not a really Besurah Torah, because he always knew that there was that thing in the back. Most people know, even if they don't know the whole portfolio of their parents, but they have a good picture of where their parents stand financially. But Meila, that's another reason not to. I saw some people bring down, it's Pasha to be Zayin to do it. Shows like Hilo as he's happy that his father's Nifter, which is a little bit schwer. It's a Zeishtein Gemara. I don't know how to get out of that. But Mamela, because maybe, I did see that Rosh Hashanah Zalman said that Yechidei Segula were Mevarachin. Maybe that's what it's telling him, where no one's going to be choishish, that the person is talking not happy. It could be that it's a shtickle. Sometimes you wonder about certain people, you're not sure what they're, could be. They're wondering if their father passed away and left them millions of dollars. Maybe the taka, maybe the Hateva Meitev was a little bit overzealous. And therefore, maybe that's why people don't do Bezmaninu. I don't know if that's the reason why. Lemaisa, it seems that that's not the Maisa, the Minig is not to. Maybe that's Nichlal, that's the Yeshikas or Shinobu Lahokal Bebrachazu, like the Ramah says. Sif Gemul, Konabai is Chadash, Konak Kim Chadashim. Afilo hayo like yitzbei ilu tchilo ikonim v'chaz v'konim v'varach kol pam shechiyanu v'lav davka chadashim t'vadim liyishanim v'him chadashim loy shloy hayo ilu shloy meir v'loy omru chadashim v'lav pukei imachon v'chaz v'konim. Anytime that a person buys kelim, even if it's not new, it's new for him, if he's sameach, then he makes a shechiyanu atev amitiv if there's other people that are nena. The same thing, bias chadash is lav davka bonus as mishibro also konim. The halacha is that a person would make a Birchas Shachayanu or Teva Meitiv. Now, also with this, I think that many people are not knowing to make a Teva Meitiv Shachayanu. The Shaila is, why not? So, I saw that the Zeis HaBrocha brought down from a number of Peskis Manenu that if a person has a Mashkanta, then it's not a Teva Shlemo. It's not his Lamaisa, because there's always, he still has to pay for it every single month for the next possibly 25 years or 30 years. So, even Memela, he wouldn't make a Shachayanu. Yesh la'ayin, because l'maisa, that's the tzuris akniyim b'zmanenu. It's hard to say that when? After he finishes paying it up. It's permanent to the bank. It's borrowing the money. They could take his if he doesn't pay, then they could take.
Why is it not like the Gemara that says you make a bracha even though you know it just made a belt for them, or that you find out the belt might come and take away
from the. Oh, good. Very good. It could be that by Matano, it could be if a Matsio, it's yours in Gansin. It's yours totally now. What you have now, he just might come and take it along with some other stuff. As opposed to the house, it's not really, because once you haven't paid for it, then we don't look at it. But you're really being murdered. That the truth is that when you have Mashkanta, the house is yours. It's Rashum, it's registered by the government as it's your house. If a person doesn't end up paying, the Seder, even if a person has chavis from something else, they could take his house. They could do other things. However, but Pashtus, he brings down, it sounds like his achra is that if there's no real tzad that they're going to take his house from him, then he can make a bracha. I think he brings down from the Ben Yishchai that says that the meaning of the Sfaradim is that they make a wait till Chanukah Zabayis, and they make a Shechianu on a new beged, and the Mechavan also on the house. And then he said the same thing also with the Chosim by the Talas on the Mitzvah, he's Mechavan on the house, and in the Kala, v'chul. Now there's an interesting Chaya Adam here that the Bir Alacha brings down. He says that the reason why a person wouldn't make a bracha, even if he has a shutvus with his wife and his wife and his kids are going to enjoy it, is because he's mechuyev to give them a house. So in mechuyev to give them something, you don't make a toiv amitiv. The shaila is, why not? Why don't we make a toiv amitiv? L'maisa, they have a hatava. There is a hatava. L'maisa, the Mishnah Berurah, he's chaylik. He says, he's not mechuyev to give them. But mashma, that if he would be mechuyev, then in Hanami, Yitaka wouldn't. And so B'Shlomo Zalman wanted a taina that when it comes to a chosen watch and the kala's ring, a diamond ring, these things, do we find that people make a shechianu or not? Some people told me they did make a shechianu. Some people, I think most people don't make a shechianu. The shell is, why not? Some Zalmantine, maybe on Tachshitim you don't make. Other people say in Tachshitim you do make. Rebbe's Mavurin and Ramesh has a true about it, Chilag Dalad, Pei Dalad, that you would make a shechianu on it. However, he says, there are those that are mitzadeh, that since these things are ki'ilu achiv, mitzadeh mechutonim, you give a chasen watch, you give a ring. B'meila, once it turns into a chiv, then it's not so much of a hatava, and therefore you wouldn't make a bracha. Maybe that's together, once it turns into a shlain. Leave that. That's what he wanted, according to this Chaya Adam, and a person want to make a hatava meitiv if he's mechuyiv to. The yisoid is there. Anything that you're mechuyev to give, l'chori, we're not going to make a hatev amitiv. Now, where does this? Where does this apply? Also, Mishnah Berurah says that if a person's house burnt or he knocked it down and rebuilt it, he doesn't make a shechianu. However, if you add it on, then you don't have the same house that you had beforehand, then you are mevarech. In the middle of the place, my name would say that Rosh Hashanah Zalman mentions this also, that if you add on to your house, even if you add on a room, you add on something that you're happy with, then you make a shechianu. If you just gutted your apartment and left everything and just refurbished it, then a person would not make a shechianu because he didn't add on to the house, even though he's very happy. However, once he adds on, then he makes the bracha. Now, if he closes in his porch, many people in Eretz Yisrael close in the porch. Exactly what yeshiva did downstairs. They just added another 150 seats. I don't know how many seats in yeshiva. Many people do that in their house. The shaila is, do you make, and they get an extra bedroom. I have a neighbor in my building that did that. They need an extra bedroom. They close in the porch, and that's it. They got an extra bedroom. They put in aluminum. It's after 2 days, you got a new house. You got a new. Is that an extra? That he tiny, that's not considered a simcha shleima, and therefore you would not make a shechianu on that. If you buy a house also and you're planning on knocking it down and rebuilding it, or you're planning on gutting the whole thing and refurbishing it, b'chulu, then also you wait and you don't make it till afterwards. No, if you get an yeshur, we're talking about you got an yeshur. For sure, I know you should have gotten an yeshur. From my past experience, they didn't do anything without it. That's the sif dalid. Sif dalid. Sounds like once again that there's a special simcha that you bought the kelim or you bought the begadim, and therefore you mevarach b'shas the kniyah. However, the Mishnah Berurah points out that if you buy it and it's not ready, then you mevarach b'shasta levisha, not the shasta that you got it back from the tailor, but the shasta levisha. Maybe that's the reason why bizmanenu people lemaisa when they mevarach on clothing, they only mevarach b'shasta levisha, not b'shasta kinim. So one reason is because the chora, many suits that a person buys or things like that that they would buy need a tikkun, and since they need a tikkun, therefore it's not going to be ready till Mishnah Berurah says in such a case you make mevarach b'shasta levisha. Melo, since half the time either you have to send it to the tailor, or you have to get a check for shatnez, or you have to something that prevents you from wearing it, therefore we just always wait till the shasta levisha. I also thought, and I saw that the Maamar Mordechai says this also, he says that he's medamet to a pri. Bizmanenu, a pri, we're not mevarach b'shasta re'il, because our ikr simcha is b'shasta achila, so too by kinin b'godim, the ikr simcha is b'shasta levisha. And the Mela Mavarech, he says that's the Minig Olam. He says we want to be Maz, but that's the reason behind the Minig Olam. Now, until when could you be Mavarech on your new Beged? So there's a in Chelek Aleph, when he gets a Talis in Simon Chav Beis, first he gets a new Talis, then he can make a Shechionos, Zig Zibracht Lalacha in the Machaber. It was Zaycha to do that this past week, actually, to make a Shechiono. We actually did it, Lalacha Lamais, it was supposed to leave in Halacha. Now, made a Shechianu. Until when can you make the Shechianu? So Mishnah Berurah says you make it a Satif and then you make a Shechianu. So before the Yituf, afterwards. So Pashin, any time that you're still wearing it, Lachar, you can still make the Shechianu. However, once you take it off, there's a Shaila whether or not you make a Shechianu in such a case. The Prima Gadim, I saw Mishnah Mazaman said you could even do it the second time. The truth is, the Prima Gadim there, the Bir Alacha brings it down. The Prima Gadim, in Simon Chav Beis, when you get that Talis, that also the second time. And the question is, Lachar, it's tough if you still have Simcha. However, the question is until when? Third time, fourth time, fifth time? I don't know if you can go past it. Maybe the second time is still, it's mamish, you could, zvade is still chodesh. Once it's ready the third time, yesh l'ayin, how far you go. With regard to malbush harumim, so it sounds like from the mechaber, bizmanenu, it seems that the minig is not to make a malbush harumim. Unless you know anybody, if you ever heard anybody that made a malbush harumim. I never heard anybody that made a malbush harumim. Sometimes the bracha also says that's not the minig. Lamaise, many places can bring down that that's not the minig bizmanenu to make malbush harumim. Maybe the reason is because, like Mishnah Berurah says, if you put it on in the morning, then you have in mind with your malbush harumim in the morning. If you put it on in the afternoon, before Shabbos, before Yantif, Ukedayme, so maybe since the minig is that we make the Shechiyanu b'shas the Levisha, so once we make the Shechiyanu, from the Mechaber sounds like the Shechiyanu b'shas kinin, malbush harumim b'shas kinin, b'shas Levisha. We make the Shechiyanu b'shas Levisha. So maybe we don't make the two brachas together, even though it's Mavur and the Mishnah Berurah that you could. He tells you which one to make first, even if you're making the both of them together. Lamaisa, the minig is for some reason not to. The Kaf HaChaim is mitzad that the reason is because the only time that you make a malbush harumim is when a person was arum and his beged is mechasis erva. In those days, they had a robe that is also their external and it's also their undergarment. But Mela, you can make a malbush harumim. However, we have undergarments and therefore those cover our erva. That doesn't pass the bracha of malbush harumim. And we can make a bracha in the morning of malbush harumim, but the special bracha of a new beged of malbush harumim we're not going to make if we have a new beged, which is a suit or something else on top of that. Mishnah Berurah did not mention that. Correct. Absolutely, that's the stima. However, just to be mitaret to the minig ha'olam, the Meister Berkowitz told me that even if you put it on in the afternoon, you should be mechaven in the morning mishas the malbush harumim, the pater what it is you're going to put on. Therefore, if the olim is going to put on new clothing for yantif tomorrow, they should have in mind a malbush harumim in the morning. Shechianu you'll make when you put it on, or if you're a safik, then you can have in mind b'shas the yantif. Only if you're a safik. If you're a vada, you should make a shechianu or not at that time. I saw that Reb Berkowitz was asked when he gets a sheitel, should a woman make a bracha on a sheitel, shechianu on a sheitel? And if it's right before yantif, should she pass with the shechianu of yantif? So he said, if the sheitel is mutter to wear, then if peyim nachris is mutter. Then, he said, you should make a Shechiyonu on it. However, every person has to don themselves what that means. I'm not getting into that. If it's not, then you can't make a Shechiyonu on something which best me should be wearing. That's all that means to say, I think. But whatever reason is, either because it's Avodah Zarah, or because it's not serious, or because it's this, or whatever the reason is. I'm not getting into that. Either way, but he said, you shouldn't pater with a Shechiyonu that you make on Yantif, because the Shechiyonu on Yantif is a different type of Shechiyonu than the Shechiyonu that you make on a new beged, and therefore, when she puts it on before Yantif, she should make the Shechiyanu. A person puts on a new before Yantif, make the Shechiyanu. Malbish Arumim, tomorrow morning, have in mind, Bezer Hashem. If you're going to put something on. The Sif Hei, Don't worry, we're not going to be doing Kufayin Hey today, Beis Hashem. Sif Hey, Kone Kelim Shemishtamshim Behem, Hu B'nei Beisim, Mavarach HaTev HaMetiv, Im Nasim Leib HaMatono, Mavarach HaTev HaMetiv, Shu Tev HaLoiv LaNoisim. A person that's Kone Kelim Chadoshim, he makes a new bracha. Now, what's included? It's something which he and his Mishpacha uses. What's included in that? If a person buys a mixer, his wife is the only one using the mixer, but everybody is enjoying the Tzitzis, the results of what's made in the mixer. Is that included? So I saw a Paiskim brought down Benegah to a washing machine, also even if you don't do the laundry in your house, everybody's nana from the washing machine, and the Paiskim are mitzadeh that you could, whether people do or don't, but L'chari we see that a person could. That was the Maisa Shahaya that I just saw, Mamash, a few weeks ago. I was passing by the store in Rappaport, when I hear this guy belt out, I hear wrapping up with the tape, going around the box, making a handle like they do in the corner over here, anybody knows that. And I looked there, and sure enough, the guy puts the mixer on the floor, food processor, mixer, I don't remember exactly what it was. And Baruch Atah Hashem Lekinu Melech Olam Tov Meitiv Shem U'Malchus. So, now the Shaila is L'Chorah, he's going to use the mixer? So I don't know how much you could pass from this guy, I don't know who he was. There was something for, first of all, it could be that he does baking in his house, basically. I don't know who does the baking in his house. Either way, according to B'Kiva Eger, and the Misharatin brings down Rukiva Eger, Lachura, when he gets a mezuzah at least, he does also, Achit Valim, Lachura, a person should wait till the tefillah. A person should wait till the tefillah, then it's ready to use. Before the tefillah is not ready to use, Lachura, according to B'Kiva Eger, he should wait. If he made the bracha beforehand, it's not a bracha levatel, I don't think, but it's not the lechatchila, it sounds like from the Misharatin, who quotes B'Kiva Eger, that he should wait till the Shas at tefillah. Could be at this corner, sometimes they have an Uman that takes it apart and puts it back together, the urns and these things, he does, that he shouldn't need tefillah. So it could be that he did that. Pesach.
You buy many at once,
you make one bracha. That's a good question. On the Surah service, they say they make one bracha. That's Kepaskin. On different kalim and different fruits, not so pashit. I think the minig is that you don't make a shechiyanu. You make one and you mechanfer. If they're all in front of you, then you make them one. If you're putting all on one today and you're putting on a new suit tomorrow, you make two shechiyanu. But if you have two fruits in front of you, then one shechiyanu goes on both fruits. The shaila is, what's lamaitza? Do people make bracha when they get a new fridge, a new washing machine, a new car, people make a hatayim amitiv? So I'll tell you, the truth is that somebody just told me last week, or 2 weeks ago, that he bought a new car, and he made a hatayim amitiv. And the ikar was actually for his wife. His wife works, and she needs a car. And they made a hatayim amitiv. Rabbi Berkowitz told me on a refrigerator, can make a tev amitiv. It seems that a lot of people don't make these brachas. Why yes, why no? Now, l'chura, the same svara that we said beforehand, that a person doesn't know what's considered a besura teva ukedema, how much of a harvacha is considered kelim chadashim, is considered something which is nesameach. So therefore, especially bizmanenu, that things, they tell you, the washing machine is only going to last 5 years. So when a person gets a new washing machine, he's happy to get a new washing machine. But it's so common, it's much more common than things were in the olden days, that a person bought a washing machine, he had it for 25, 30 years. And they don't make things like they used to. But things are much more common, everybody has it, and therefore there's a shaila whether or not the Aruch HaShulchan clears it. What's considered a Kli Chodesh, what's considered a Besura Tevi is talking about that you were a person to make a bracha on, and therefore maybe after that, people have a suffix. Rav Moshe writes about a car, that you do make a Hatev Meitiv. He's talking about buying a car during the 3 weeks. Depends what you bought it for, if it's for work, if it's for tining. But he names on Kefshuta that you make a Hatev Meitiv. Any big appliance, L'chara also a person could. When he gets to the smaller appliances, then it depends really on what it is. Kolech lefi asimcha shaloi. L'chara, amavarech lehifsid. If it's something which is mamish, immersion blender, which cost 100 shekel, it's a nice thing, and people are happy with it, but I don't know if that's something that people make a type of mitzvah on. Something which is a serious appliance, it's l'chor ha-mavarach le-yifzir. However, you could always pat yourself up by if it's a shechiyonu, you could pat yourself a new fruit, it's a type of mitzvah. Then, some people have in mind during benching, some people say that you could do it with wine, kudeme, if that's shaykh. If a person gets a matana, then the halacha is, says Machaber, he makes a teva meitiv, teva loy vila naisin. The shayla is, what's the teva la naisin? So Yerushalmi says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is mezakim etzdoko. The shayla is, that's the hanog ruchnis, not hanog gashmis. And we already know the Mishnah Berurah was taisin beforehand from the Marak Tziyah, that hanog gashmis, you don't make a bracha. So he already brings that down over here. Some people say that the Bavli, it's Chorlik on the Yerushalmi for that group, for that reason. The Shaila is why, how does this stim the Pashtas of the Mishnah Berurah? The Mishnah Berurah at the end of the day, he says to make a Shachian or not to make a Teiva Meitiv. But the Shaila is, what's the Tzad Bechlal to make? L'chor it's a Hano Ruchnias, not a No Gashmias. So interestingly enough, the Bir Halacha says that the Mekabel Matano is the one that makes the Bracha Atei Meitiv. So the Ma'amor Mordechai, he brings up an Achreinim, I saw it in the Ma'amor Mordechai. Why is that? We have two Hanois over here. Atei Meitiv means that there's a Teiva for one person, and he's also Meitiv for somebody else. Atei to this person who got the Matano, Meitiv to the Noisin who gave the Matano, then he has the Zchus to do that, he has the Yecherlis to do that. So why doesn't the Noisin also give? Atei to me that has the Yecherlis to give the Tzakah, Vahameitiv to the other person, and he got it. So it could be that there's a chilek between what the Iker Bracha is on. The Iker Bracha is the Toiv. Because the Bracha was Toiv, he gave the person that's making the Bracha. When the Mekabel gets the Bracha, what is he making the Bracha on? The Kalim that he got. That's the Davar Gashmi. He could add in also that he's made a Davar Ruchni to somebody else. However, in a case where the Iker is the Davar Ruchni, then, which is the Noisin who's doing it, to make a Bracha that, because the Bracha was Toiv to me, that I have a Davar Ruchni that he can give me Mekabel Mitzvah Tzaka, that they weren't misakin a bracha on, even if we're going to add in a high, he's made to somebody else, that he got kelim chadashim. The Ma'aseh of the Mishnah Berurah is machriya anyhow, in such a case, to make a shechiyonu. The sif vav, final sif of Rish Chav Gimel, al davar she'in echoshev kol kach, kegoyin cholokim en olim ven polois, ein levarich aleim v'mo'oni v'sameach ben mivarich. Something which is not so choshev, then you shouldn't make a bracha on any type of kli or beggar which is not chashiv. But if you sameach, then you could. Mishnah Berurah is mitzadeh that we go about the stam b'nei adam. V'yeshem v'nafilo ani yenu mevarach al chalok u'menolim v'chadoyimim v'chein ra'egim. That's what the Ramah says in Ma'isa. Ha'minig lo'im v'lemishu levish beggar chadosh, tiv levitz chadosh, tevah levitz chadosh. You should be able to wear it out. You should live long, wear out the beggar, and buy a new one. V'yesh mishkosa she'in lo'im v'gal menolim v'y begod mishnatim v'uris. The Ramah says that the minig is not to say tevalav tischadish, because if a person has a mink coat and they wear it out, they're going to have to kill animals to get another mink coat. It says it's a tam cholish moed. It doesn't say something like why. Either because everything that HaKadosh Baruch Hu put in the bria is for us. Or I saw somebody else say that because you don't need to kill the animal, it could be that the animal died. Animals die all the time. So therefore it's not a slav dafka that they have to kill an animal. Now the shayla, mikom wakom rabbi makpinim ozesh lelemer kimdumani. That was our story with the shtraimo. Mizognish tizchadash of hazelech hazachin. Because it comes from an animal, and therefore you don't make a kimdumani, the ilum is makpin on this. The ilum is makpin not to say tizchadash. The shayla is, what's with shechiyonu? Can you make shechiyonu on a hat, on a shtraimo, on something, on a mink coat, something which is made out? So there, I saw there are places that say in Hanami one should not. However, the Prima Godin in Simon Chof Beis by Talis, he says that you could. He says that you could, because there's a chilik between Tivlevit Tizchadish and Shechianu. Tizchadish, you're telling him, you should wear it out and get a new one. The Mele of the Ramah says, to get a new one, you're going to have to kill another animal. We're talking about the next animal which is going to have to get killed. Sheikh Yonu is not talking about the next one. Sheikh Yonu is talking about the past one. It's already done. That's not a problem. Once it's already done, he says that we don't have the issue, and therefore, says the Prima Godim, in Simon Chof Beis, one can make a Sheikh Yonu. The Sobh Shlomo Zalman, he said, in Emdon also, you can make on a hat. He says, if a person has done off of his hat, he can make a Sheikh Yonu. Maybe he was talking about one that's not made out of felt, it's not real fur, rabbit fur. But, Sosim Aloy Pirish. And many Paiskim or Attack and make this chiluk of the Prima Godim, and therefore on a shtraimel, on a hat, on a mink coat, these things, you would be able to make a shechiyanu. Just the last two things, one very much in Agia, two, tomorrow night, Be'ezer Hashem Yisbar, two nights from now, Tuesday night, when you make a shechiyanu. Having a shechiyanu, be yoytze yidei choyva shechiyanu with somebody else. Rishlam Zalman says that a person should not be yoytze shechiyanu with somebody else, when one person is having a kavana for a shechiyonu and a dover hanog ufonis, let's say you bought a new okli or you bought a new beged, and his friend is having a hanog on the mitzvah, like lulav, He's getting up to Lulav and he's about to make a shechiyah. And you say, oh, I put on a suit. I'm not sure if I should make a shechiyah. Whatever. Can you be my timi? He says, Ela b'shat atchak. Chor b'shat atchak means if you have a safik. However, he says, if the anois are shovois, then givenzach. If the anois are equal, that you're both being mevarach on the same thing. So he says, if they're both hanois mitzvah, then it's mutar afla chatchila. If you're making a shechiyanu, you're both making a shechiyanu mitzvah, it's not a problem to create with this shechiyanu on your mitzvah. However, im hanois gufonios, then roi lochesh leilotis echem mechaverim kein hano mitzug echem mamish, kein amin echad shoperis. If he has a new fruit, and you have a new beged, then lechatchila, if you're supposed to be making a shechiyanu on that beged, you shouldn't be yotz with the shechiyanu. If you have a safik, then the chur, that's the din that we say in gepatzkel na halacha, in the mechaber, in the ramah, in echos Rosh Hashanah, which we're supposed to do on the second night of Rosh Hashanah. It's only on the second night of Rosh Hashanah, not any other Yomim Tov. Only on the second night of Rosh Hashanah. There's a suffix whether or not it's Yom Arichta, it's one day or it's a new day. Then there's a suffix whether or not you make a Shechiyanu. It says, Mechaber, you should take a Pri Chodosh, Ramah says, or a Beged Chodosh, and you should have that in mind to make a Shechiyanu, even though your Shechiyanu is on a Pri, and you be Mechaven for the day. Two totally different Shechiyanus. One's on a Pri, could be even just seeing it. And even our meaning is not that way. And the Shechiyanu is in the fact that you got to this day. Nevertheless, to be yotze in such a case, we have a safik. Lechatchila, one should do that. Even if a person does not have a pri, somebody told me he went looking in a store, usually has four different fruits, he could not find one new fruit, lamaitza, in the stores. The halacha is you make the Shechiyanu regardless. Even if you do not, that's what the Mechaber says, even if you do not have the new fruit. If you have a new beged, you could always get a new beged. Yishlayin, if you wouldn't make a bracha on the Shechiyanu on this beged, what do you do in such a case? I don't think on a kittel a person makes the Shechiyanu. It's betzim, a beged, which is considered a beged shomesim. I don't know if it's not a beged choshev l'chero. I wouldn't think that a person makes the Shechiyanu on that beged. Anytime that a person has a suffix, also we could take a fruit. And Rosh Hashanah Zalman once, he said, Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky came to Eretz Yisrael, he told his family that he really should make a Shechiyanu. But since some people are going to maybe learn from there to make a Shechiyanu, and they're really not going to be so happy, v'chulu, so he went and he asked them to get a new fruit, and he made the Shechiyanu on the fruit when he came. Then you could do it anytime that you wouldn't make the bracha, or it's a shat t'chak, it's a suffix, then you could patter it up with a fruit. But if it's a vadai chiyuv, says Rosh Hashanah Zalman, in such a case you shouldn't make a Shechiyanu. The last thing is, what's the story with making a Shechiyanu? The first time that a person's mekayim a mitzvah. The Mishnah Brura in Siman Chav Beis and the Bir Alach in Siman Chav Beis discuss this, say that many Paiskim hold, there are Paiskim that hold, that the first time that a person ever does a mitzvah, you should make a Shechiyanu. Therefore, he says, if a person makes tefillin for himself, that there's a tzad that maybe you should make a Shechiyanu also on the tefillin. He says, Befrat, if it's the first time that you're wearing it, that there are Paiskim that say you should make a Shechiyanu the first time, you should be Mechayev yourself, Roy, Nochain, to be Mechayev yourself in a Shechiyanu to get a new fruit, or something like that, and make a Shechiyanu on it. And Memela, there are some places that say that the first time a woman is Tevil, the first time a woman is Benjit Licht, first time a woman is Mafreshchala. If you're going next week to do Kisui Adam, I don't know if anybody did Kisui Adam, first time you do Kisui Adam, it's a mitzvah, it's a daraiso. Lechura, if a person wants to, you're not Mechoyev to, however, there is a Machlekes of Paiskim, if a person has a new fruit, you can find the second new fruit, the third, because the Rimon is going to use the first night, and then he wants a new one for the second night, and then he needs the third one. But if you find a new fruit, then in such a case, in a chanami, you'd be able to be yotze with that. There are those that say, and with this we will end for today, Be'ez Hashem Yisbarach, there are those that say that coming into Shemitah, which is a new mitzvah, Shezba, Mizman, Lezman, only once every 7 years, and Befrat, if you have trees, then a person should be Mechavin, Shechiyanu, and Leil Rosh Hashanah, for all the mitzvahs of Shemitah that are coming. Another thing to have in mind, we're Zeicha here in Eretz Yisrael to be the opportunity, and the Ben Ish Chai, Kandamani says that Shvius Shemitah is like the din of Shabbos, in the same way as the Kapha Chaim brings down from Tzim brings down maybe Chai, remember? That the same way that by Shabbos every mitzvah is kafur 1,000, so too on Shemitah, all the mitzvahs are kafur. Special Shechiyonah that we come, Shechiyonah v'kimonu v'yeronah l'zman hazeh. I want to thank the Olam for the entire past year, everybody who was Mishtatav in the Chabura, everybody that helped with the Tulpa Chavirim, everybody was Chilik of the Chabura, whether you were actually by the Chabura or not, that's Machnishtai, that's not the important part. Yashar Kechacha, we should all be Zeichet, Ekesivet Simateva, Agut Geben Shtior, Baruch Nis Begashmas.